The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, at least 648 protesters have been killed in an ongoing crackdown against anti-government demonstrations in Iran, a human rights group says. Norway-based group Iran Human Rights warns the death toll could be far higher, but a nationwide communications blackout is making it difficult to verify information. Well, earlier Donald Trump said the US was considering very strong options to intervene in the country after previously warning he would act if protesters were killed. Well, Belle True is the Independent's chief international correspondent, and she's joining me on the line now. You're very welcome to the programme. So we know how difficult it is, Belle, to get any verified information out of the country. But we know from a pattern of the previous crackdowns that we have seen on protests like this, that the regime is reduced to extreme violence to bring protests under control. So what can you tell us about what has been happening in Iran today?
Well, what we understand is over the last few days, the protests have, of course, spread to across the entire country. We've got respected human rights organizations saying that they've, you know, identified protests taking place in all 31 provinces. There's some imagery that's been able to be leaked out of Iran via satellite communication because there is a nationwide internet blackout, but also a blackout for mobile phone coverage and landlines, making it very hard. But that footage is also showing that security forces have apparently used live ammunition against protesters, and that's seeing a surging death toll with hundreds killed. It's still unclear exactly what's taking place today because, again, it's very difficult to get on the ground immediate updates. But certainly, as of yesterday, there were protests taking place in major cities, including the capital. And, of course, we've seen very graphic images coming out of what look like hundreds of bodies in body bags in sort of morgue or makeshift morgues as the dead are being collected. Now, that's being shared by activist accounts who are saying these are protesters. They've been gunned down by security forces. But even Iranian state television is also screening this imagery, saying that these are in fact civilians who are the victims of rioters and domestic terrorists. But certainly what we know is that the regime is backed into a corner and has taken a very hardline stance against these protests, with quite a bloody crackdown.
Yeah, we know how difficult it is to get communication from the region, but there are some messages being communicated with the outside world through Starlink. I saw the foreign minister today from Iran promising that the internet would be restored today. I take it that hasn't happened.
As far as I'm aware, no, that has not happened yet. And when that does happen, I imagine there will be an absolute, overwhelming slew of messages and images coming out of what's been taking place. I mean, the Iranian authorities have also said that they've got the protests under control. That's also unclear at the moment. Certainly, the imagery that we've been getting out over the last few days has shown people still taking to the streets and, calling for an overthrow of the regime and that being met with, high levels of violence.
The Iranian authorities seem to have organised somehow these counter-protesters to come out. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the Iranian government has said that there's widespread support for the regime, and we've seen what looks like thousands or tens of thousands of pro-regime forces coming out on the streets. That's being widely broadcast by Iranian state television, which is, of course, not a free network. And they are, basically accusing the protesters of being, supported by, Zionist entities or the US, basically foreign intervention. But again, we have very little information about exactly who those people are and why they're in the streets. And certainly the messaging that we're getting from protesters on the ground is that there is widespread support and anger, widespread support of these protests against the regime and widespread anger at the situation in Iran for people.
Well, talk to me, Belle, about security forces within the regime who appear to be staying loyal to the regime, and I think without them it'll be impossible to topple them, how they operate and how they remain so effective against such opposition.
Well, Iran has a very well-equipped, often ideological and violent security forces like the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, among others, including, other less official groups that are still affiliated with the regime. There's also the Iranian army that they've kept quiet recently. But certainly, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is, you know, notorious for use of violence. It has its own prisons, its own intelligence network. You know, it's a pretty terrifying entity. And, you know, if you wanted to have regime change, then you'd have to also topple that network, which spreads across the entirety of Iran. There's also the morality police, and their behavior, their violence actually sparked the last nationwide protest just 4 years ago when a Kurdish Iranian woman died after she was arrested for not wearing a hijab by the morality police. So they're also another factor to put in here. But certainly, you know, the regime has its armed factions. They have a history of violence and they are ideological and very loyal. So unless there's an internal uprising or a way to go around them, that's going to be one of the major obstacles to the calls for regime change that we're hearing from the streets, from normal people.
Now, Trump did say that he was considering very strong options, which we take it would include things like military action. But I see the US ambassador to Israel has said there's no US plans to intervene. And Trump says Iran are actually looking to negotiate here and that they have reached out to do so. Given the lack of diplomatic relations between these two countries, what are the efforts to get these talks up and running?
At the moment, we don't have any solid evidence of those talks happening beyond leaks that, for example, Iranian officials have reached out to Trump's senior envoy, Steve Witkoff, you know, which I can't independently verify. And of course, Trump's comments that Iran has reached out for negotiations and they were considering it. There are ways, of course, for two countries that don't have diplomatic relations to speak, usually through a third party, a third country. So Switzerland, for example, has often taken that role. And also there may be countries in the region that can help as well. But it's unclear exactly what the aims would be of those negotiations. Last year, Israel with US forces had a 12-day war with Iran where they really decimated the military infrastructure of the regime. They took out, you know, major bases. They took out nuclear facilities. They also targeted the top military command structure, including senior figures from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, and then even people who were appointed to take place of those who'd been killed. So they were directly involved in a war just last year. I can't see where the negotiations would go, and also what Trump's interest would be in terms of what he wants from Iran. For the people in the streets, what they want is regime change, and that's where these protests are being quite different. They're not just calling for reforms or for human rights. They're calling for the actual, the clerics that run the country to no longer be in control. They're talking about, they're using phrases like death to the dictator. And some quarters have even been calling for a return to the former monarchy, that the Shah, which, you know, was deposed when the Islamic Republic came into being in 1979. So it's unclear what these negotiations would be for, what the aim would be, how Trump would get involved. But that's, you know, that's what the Trump administration has been indicating is happening.
All right, Beltrú, we will leave it there, but we will keep you updated on that story if there are any developments across the rest of the Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.